this week there was a major obstruction, difficulty, obstacle, if you may, that was going on in Eretz Yisrael in the upper or highest ranks of Tzahal, of the IDF. And that was the decision in terms of who exactly would serve after Gabi Ashkenazi as the Ramatkal, as the IDF chief of staff. And to a large extent, it really became an entire shenanigan in which there were various people appointed for the position, but there were constant questions that continuously repeated themselves regarding that particular person's appointment. Yoav Gallant was originally put forward as the person, as the successor of Ashkenazi, but there were questions which were raised regarding the acquisition or his acquisition of various public properties surrounding his private home. And because of these questions, to the extent that they were brought in front of a court of law, he was rejected. And he was not accepted and not able to assume the post of IDF chief of staff. And because of that, his scan, his assistant, Yair Nave, was appointed as a temporary chief of staff for 2 months' time until the army or until Ehud Barak, minister of defense, would find someone else to serve permanently. And even with the appointment of Yair Nave in this temporary status, there were those who questioned his appointment as well and said that he had just returned to Tzva Keva to serve in the permanent army of the IDF. He had left for a while to serve in the private sector. Now he was returning, and the question was, is he truly able to assume this mantle of leadership, even were it in a temporary status? And the other question that many of the ktsinim of Tzahal, the officers of Tzahal, were asking is, can you truly appoint a chief of staff for a 2 month temporary period? Will that person truly have the power, the influence that is necessary to make very serious decisions and conclusions and form very heavy consequences? Can a person who assumes this power, this authority or authoritative position for such a short amount of time truly have influence and lead the country's army? Finally, there was suggested most recently that a person named Benny Gantz should serve as the chief of staff of the IDF. But here too, there were questions regarding his appointment, in that there were various shtachim, areas within his house that he built onto his house, and the question became, did he receive heterei bnia, proper authoritative licensing through the government to build on these extensions in his home? And this too was brought up in front of a court of law and scrutinized as well. He was cleansed and nothing was found in terms of his being guilty as such. But my point is that when we look at the highest ranking individual within the Israeli army, the chief of staff, and so many questions are brought up, and so much difficulty and hardships are revealed in terms of appointing someone who is pristine, who is clean, who has a clean record, and who is truly capable of serving in this capacity, it's a very, very difficult, dangerous, and upsetting parsha, entire episode that formed over the last week or two. And as long as Israel cannot choose someone to serve as their IDF chief of staff in a systematic and fairly swift fashion, it reveals a tremendous amount of insecurity. It reveals a system that is not necessarily foolproof or pristine as such. And particularly when we're dealing with a climate where there is such chaos going on in Egypt, and there continues to be threats going on in the southern perimeter of the Negev in Israel, this is not a very safe and secure and what would be the ideal situation you'd want to have your people, your army, and your country in at this particular time.
And so it becomes a very difficult parsha, a very difficult issue that we've had to deal with, that we've had to see and formulate during this particular week or two over which this was taking place and transpiring. And to a certain extent, it issues a large amount of scrutiny. And it's interesting because in this week's parsha of Tetzaveh, perhaps to a certain extent, as to a large extent, the Torah very often reveals the formula for success and provides us with the answers to these various conundrums and various obstructions that we face classically. This week's parsha addresses this issue and again reveals to a certain extent how we should go about confronting this issue and perhaps its solution as well. We look at the Torah itself, the entire parsha of Tetzaveh is immersed and involved with the formation, the creation, the making, construction of the Bigdei Kehuna, these garments which adorned the Kohen during the time that he was working or servicing Hashem within the confines of the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what exactly did these Bigdei Kehuna, these garments, represent? In fact, to let us ask it in a different way, are we to assume or to understand on the one hand that the clothing of the Kohanim that he adorned were holy, which it seems to be very clear from the Torah that they were, because the Torah says that it is an Isser Deoraita, a prohibition from the Torah, for these Bigdei Kehuna to become Tomei, or to reveal or expose them to impurity purposely. This was an Issa Deoraisa, prohibition. And therefore, clearly, the Bigdei Kehuna, the clothing of the Kohanim, were and maintained a certain level of sanctity. On the other hand, are these bigadim, these clothing, meant to reveal the holiness of the Kohen himself? The fact that the Kohen, the priest who served Hashem, is holy when he adorns these bigadim and when he removes them as well. And to a large extent, we know also that this is as well true. The Kohanim, the priests who serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Mikdash, certainly the Kohen Gadol, are referred to as, or Bnei Yisrael are referred to as, Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh, a holy priestly nation. And therefore the Kohanim are, to a large extent, meant to reflect and to serve as examples of Kedusha, of sanctity. That's why they themselves are also Asur, prohibited from entering the confines of the Mikdash and the Mishkan in a state of impurity. They have to make sure that they maintain their purity and their sanctity as well. And therefore, it appears quite clearly that if we were to understand the role of the Kohanim and the Bigdei Kehuna, the clothing of the Kohanim, that it seems to be a combination of both. The clothing reflects the person, and the person reflects the clothing that he wears. We look at Perek Chof Aleph, the Psukim, which ensue regarding the construction of these bigadim, the formation of these clothing. Ve'ata hakrev elecha et Aaron achicha ve'et banav ito, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem, bring forth Aaron, your brother, his children, the Kohanim, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from amongst the Jewish people, demonstrating that they clearly are different, that they are in a different level, that they serve a different capacity. Why? Says the Torah, lechahano li, to serve for me as priests. Pasuk bet, ve'asita bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha lechavod ulitif'aret. These bigadim, holy bigadim, holy clothing, are meant to serve lechavod ulitif'aret, out of reverence and out of glory to Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, V'ata tadaber al kol chachmei lev, Hashem bileiti v'ruach chachma. Who are the people that are instructed to make, to form these bigadim, to materialize these clothing? People who are holy people, intelligent people. Chachmei lev represents that they are of great spirit towards Hashem. Hashem yileitiv ruach chachma, who are filled with spirituality, who are infused by the spirit of Hashem. And what is it saying? Ve'asu et bigdei Aharon lekadsho, again, lechahano li, so that he should serve as a priest for none other than me, capital M, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem himself. Pasuk Dalid, ve'ela bigadim asher yasu, choshen, ephod, me'il, ktoret, tachbetz, an entire description of the various bigadim that had to be made. And again, the end of the pasuk concludes, ve'asu bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha u'lebanav, lechahano li. Once again, emphasizing the importance of being priestly for a purpose. The purpose of Li, serving Hashem, in servitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yaakov Ariel, in his opening introduction to this week's Parsha of Tetzaveh, his koteret, his title of the Parsha is called Bigdei Kehuna. And he writes as follows, Yesh Bigadim She'adam Ose Otam. There are clothing which a man makes them. V'yesh begadim shem osim et ha'adam. On the other hand, there's clothing which transforms the man. Ha'begadim she'adam oseh hem siman eker shel civilizatzia enoshit. When man makes clothing, that's indicative of the civilization that we live, the people around us. Those clothing may be made for ornatory reasons, decorative reasons, aesthetics, or for the simple practical purpose of covering the person and making him warm, providing him with protection. That's when man makes the clothing. Ulam, however, says Rav Yaakov Ariel, me'al dargazo, a higher level is kisha bigadim osim et ha'adam. When we allow the clothing to make us, what does that mean? Mishanim et ishiuto. When we allow clothing to influence our personalities, ma'alimota, to raise us to a higher level, o chalila midarderimota, or God forbid, to lower us to a lower understanding, to a smaller comprehension of who we are and what we represent. Lidugma, interestingly enough, Rav Yaakov Ariel brings down as an example to demonstrate this point. Psicholog shechakar et tofaat levishat hamadim al yedei tzairim biyom giusam letzava. Says Rav Yaakov Ariel, just look no further than the psychologist's studies and understanding, the influence that it has on a young man the first time that he puts on his army tzahal uniform. That person feels like a different type of individual. Someone who now has responsibility. Someone who is now more mature. Who is able to confront the various challenges which he is about to face as he puts his uniform on. And therefore here is a classic example where the beged, the cloth itself, changes, transforms the person in a positive way. But that can only happen to someone who has the deeper meaning, who appreciates and understands and incorporates what those clothing should mean to his existence. That person allows the clothing to make the man. But someone who does not see things that way, it has absolutely no influence whatsoever. And the question is, when one adorns a uniform, what is his focus? Does he allow those clothing to elevate him to a higher level, to give his life more and deeper meaning? Or is it simply a cloth which is covering him for the purpose of not being exposed? This makes the entire difference. And this is what the Torah is emphasizing to the Kohanim. You, the Kohanim, put on these clothing, adorn the Bigdei Kihuna. For what purpose? To service Hashem. Lechahanoli. The clothing are raised to a higher level because of the message that they have, because of the message that they transmit to the Kohen himself. You are not the average person. You are not the average Jew. You are immersed and involved and encompassed in servitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. In fact, many times in the Torah, when the Kohanim or Aaron HaKohen challenged Hashem and said, I also want a portion of Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim are not given a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because their portion is Hadoshem Hu Nachlato, says the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Nachala. Hashem is his portion. Is that possible? The answer is, the opportunity that they have to service Hashem, to be in front of Hashem, lifnai v'lifnim, that itself is the greatest privilege that Kohanim or that a person in the Jewish nation can have. And it is given, God granted, to the Kohanim themselves. They have to appreciate the bigadim that they wear transmits a message, and they in turn transmit a message to the clothing that they wear as well. Lechahanu li, to serve Hashem in the confines of the holiest place to the Jewish people. The Ramban, in this week's parsha, on the words lechavod uletifaret, in reverence and in glory of Hashem, they wear these clothing. Says the Ramban, shiyeh nechbad umefoar b'malbushim nechbadim umefoarim, that they should feel respected and respectful of themselves, that they themselves should be glorified through the clothing that instill and that adorn them with this glory. Kemo she'amar, kechatan yichahen pe'er, like a chatan, like someone who greets his loved one, he should be priestly and adorned with glory. Ki ele habigadim levushei malchut hein bidmutan, these clothing that the Kohanim wear are like the clothing of kings. Yilbeshua melachim bizman haTorah, like the clothing which were worn by kings in the times when they received the Torah, when they wrote the Torah, when they read the Torah in front of Am Yisrael. Ve'asa lo ketonet pasim. He compares it also to the ketonet pasim, the glorious coat which was made by Yaakov Avinu and graced to Yosef as a special gift. The ketonet pasim was not merely a coat. It was a clothing by which Yaakov told Yosef, you assume the responsibility, the leadership, the mantle of authority upon your brothers. This is the responsibility, the position that you have to understand, that you have to take. When you put on the IDF uniform, you now represent someone who protects not only Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, but who protects the entire Jewish nation. You represent someone who demonstrates what it means to be dignified, what it means to have authority with a greater purpose, with a greater ideology. And you have the ability to infuse this concept not only within yourselves and the uniform that you wear, but within the people around you as well. Rav Ariel explains that this was a concept understood by Esther HaMalka. Esther, when she became the queen. We look at the beginning of the Megillah and we see a woman, a young girl, who does not assume the mantle of authority, who is not willing to take responsibility. She is instructed in terms of everything that she should do by none other than Mordechai. She herself is incapable of making decisions. But then it says, Vatilbash Esther Malchut. when she was crowned, so to speak, by Ahasuerus and his court, she puts on the clothing of Malchut. The Chachomim Chazal explain, Shilavshata Ruach HaKodesh. This doesn't mean that she only physically wore clothing. It means that she now understood the mashmaut, the deep meaning of the position that she was taken. She now was adorned with Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of Hashem. She understood precisely what was expected of her now in leading Am Yisrael and in assuring that Am Yisrael would be perpetuated for future generations. She assumed a different role. She ascended to a higher responsibility. This is, or what is represented by clothing. When clothing are just clothing, then they have no meaning. Then they have no mashmaut. But when a uniform is put on someone and that person understands that that uniform represents a position, it represents responsibility and responsiveness, then all of a sudden the uniform becomes filled with purpose. That is the expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with regards to the Kohanim. And that is why continuously in the beginnings of the directive, Perek Chof Chet, when it instructs Aaron, when Moshe tells him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to make the Bigdei Kuna, there is constant emphasis and repetitiveness regarding the words, Lechahano Li, to serve as priest to none other than me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one forgets Lechahano Li, then the clothing just become clothing. They just become part of average civilization. When one infuses Lechahano Li, then the uniform takes on meaning. There is weight to the position that a person is given. Interestingly enough, this week, there was also a survey which was revealed of a sample of 503 people from various sectors of walks of life in Israeli society. And they were asked the question, which group within Israeli society contributes most to the IDF Tzahal? And largely 58%, a large majority, answered that the group which contributes most to Tzahal, to the IDF today, are the national religious. They're the ones who contribute the most to the army. Why is this? And the reason why, I believe, is because those who are national religious, they already come with a certain amount of purpose. They understand what role they're fulfilling when they serve in the army. It's not merely going through an expectation or a requirement or a rite of passage. It is the burden, shouldering the responsibility of Kedushah of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the Zionism that Eretz Yisrael represents, the national responsiveness that there has to be in terms of recognizing the value, the sanctity, the greatness, the weight of what this country means. When they put on the uniform, they carry that ideology, that mantra with them. And that, my friends, is what makes the difference in terms of serving with purpose as opposed to misunderstanding. The sense of Lechahano Li. This is indicative in the groups of people and individuals who have a sense of meaning, of infusing purpose in what they do. And this is an important message for us to carry in all walks of life, in every challenge, in every area, in every job, in every different undertaking that we take upon ourselves, to always remember that the mantle that we wear, the uniform that we put on, is not simply clothing. It's clothing that's meant to transmit a message to us, to live our lives on a higher level, to understand that there is an ideology and a servitude of the Chahanoli, and to focus in the service of Hashem, to hopefully create greater security, greater comprehension of Eretz Yisrael, and furthering the Torah Yisrael, and ensuring the protection of Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.